And, okay, let's talk a little bit about how do you stay safe in Kingston?
Well, funny enough, Kingston being what one would consider a violent city, I'm not really scared of it. I live in a gated community, so where, of course, there's security. I feel very, very safe. The crime is concentrated in those first communities. And Kingston is like a metaphor. You have two faces to Kingston. Southern Belt is pretty much safe because that's where most of the middle class and upper class folks live. While the Southern Belt, the Coastal Belt, that's the depressed communities. And that's where, of course, you'd express most of the violence and crime is really associated with. So for me, because I live in the Northern Belt, and as well the universities in the Northern Belt, there's security, so you feel more safe. But even without the security, I guess even the people around you, violence and violent crime are associated with people, in my estimation, that don't reason well, probably are illiterate or semi-literate. But for people who have a university degree or somebody who's gone beyond secondary, then if they have any difficulty, then they'll more argue, they'll more reason, they'll not probably want to draw a knife or a gun or anything like that. So, difference, that's my estimation. That's pretty much about anywhere you go in the world, because I've traveled to different cities and they have crime associated with it. So, wherever you go in the world, you just learn to appreciate it for what it's worth, learn quickly about the culture, the way of life. If there's crime, which areas to not go to, just like in Chicago, I was there recently, you know that South Side and certain sides of Chicago are pretty violent, so you stay away from it. LA is the same thing, New York is the same thing. I mean, Kingston is no different. It's a city, and crime is associated with certain areas of a city. So, just watch it. Don't let down your guard, but you can still have a good time like anywhere else.